back. All right. Just an update on the injury report. Derek Wolfe, illness, did not participate. Trenton Holiday, shoulder, did not participate. Joel Dreesen, knee, did not participate. Peyton Manning, ankle, did not participate. Danny Trefathan, shoulder, was limited. Malik Jackson, knee, was limited. DRC, was shoulder, limited. Julius Thomas, knee, limited. David Bruton, shoulder, full. Kayvon Webster, ankle, full. Champ Bailey, foot, limited. Justice Winston was finger full. J.D. Walton, ankle full. Chris Cooper, ankle full. D.T. Demaryius Thomas, shoulder was limited. Noshawn Marino, ankle limited. Long list.
Any more details on Derek and the timetable?
You know, right now, Brandon, we're concerned with his health. You know, the docs are figuring out what set that off, and we don't want to bring him back too early or prematurely. I mean, once they figure out, you know, what caused that and treat it, and then we'll get him back.
How did you feel your first day back?
Felt great. Like I felt on Monday, and I was able to bounce around. I've been exercising pretty hard for a month, and I felt tremendous.
How about emotionally?
Yeah, no, I've definitely missed it. You know, I have a great passion for it, and miss the guys, that relationship, and then the football part of it. You know, with the staff, and I mean the whole building and staff. You know, you miss everybody, and it was a lot of fun being back.
Are you going to be able to coach from the field on Sunday, or are you going to be up in the booth?
You know, I haven't really made that decision. You know, today's my first practice. We'll just much like players, I'll be day to day. I don't think it's a tremendous effect one way or the other. I communicate with the same people. You know, I spent half my career in the press box, another half on the field. So I haven't given it much thought, to be honest with you, but I'll be at the game Sunday.
John, what goes into being a good cold weather quarterback and what
does
it need to improve?
I think just at any position, to be honest with you, I don't think where you're located that, you ever get really used to really cold weather. I don't think you grow thicker skin because you live in it, or I don't think there's a physiological thing. I think it's a lot of it's mental, and just dealing with elements. That could be torrential downpour, it could be a snowstorm, it could be just like a golfer. You got to deal with the elements. So I think it's just something you learn to deal with. I told our team, in the New England game, I was impressed how our guys dealt with it. Did it end up right? No. I mean, we lost a turnover battle, and that had more to do with it than weather. But, I thought that was as we showed some grittiness, I saw some good things about that, and I think that experience can help you down the road.
When you take that loss and then the New England or the Baltimore game was kind of the last two really, really cold games, I mean, there's a lot of narrative.
Well, you got to remember they were both almost five quarter. One of them was going into the sixth quarter. Losses. Had we won those games, we wouldn't be talking about weather right now, and we could have easily won either one of those games.
We've talked a lot about the receivers all season, but just this far along into the season, are you still at all surprised by how even the distribution has been? Because, I know for a smaller sample size, it might be, that'll change, but it's still, kind of persistent.
Not really. I think we answered a lot of those questions, before the season started, and I think those guys have been great teammates, and their most important statistics is W's, and whatever that takes, whether it's DT has the big day or Julius or last week Eric Decker. To be real honest with you, I don't think those guys really care as long as we win, and so. And then again, you don't dictate it. It's like who gets the touchdowns. I mean, we're coaches and we can't dictate it. It's what a defense does, and then how the quarterback sees it and distributes the ball.
What went into your decision to practice inside today? How do you think you'll treat it the rest of the week?
We're going to have plenty of opportunities to practice in the weather this week, according to the weather report. Arctic blast has kind of a unique sound to it. I think just the the thickness of the snow, you know, our grounds people, you know, they can't keep it cleared, and ultimately the safety of the players. So that was probably the primary reason why we went into the bubble.
How is practice different in the bubble versus when you're practicing?
You know, again, you know, it's not a full-size field. Landmarks are a little bit different. You know, turf sometimes is a little tougher than grass, albeit not so much frozen grass. So, you know, again, it's the next best thing, and it was the best thing today because of player safety.
John, since the new overtime rules went into effect a couple years ago, the way that's all set up, has that changed your strategy? Have you seen it change around the league when you're kind of watching our coaches?
Well, a couple things. You know, obviously, you know, as far as coin tosses and what you elect to do, I think, you know, obviously the ability to defer has changed what happens at the beginning of the game. You know, the opportunity to get a possession in overtime if it's a field goal definitely has changed it. And, you know, there's a variety of things, or you have options there, whether, you know, in a brutal wind. I was not at the New England game, so I'm not the best person to talk about that decision because I wasn't there. But, you know, it's understandable. You know, it was a, you know, other than, you know, Peyton had a tremendous drive to go down and tie the game at 31. But after that, you know, there was, you know, not a whole lot of offense for some time. And then, you know, as it turned out, it was a good decision.
John, on Monday you talked about what how good it was for Decker to have that big game. How much does it behoove the other receivers that he had?
You know, much like the earlier question, I don't think they care. You know, it's they care about winning, and, you know, obviously scoring a lot of points helps that process. So, you know, you'd have to ask them. But, you know, my feeling is, and, you know, knowing them all pretty well, is it doesn't bother them. I think they were very happy for Eric.
What I mean is going forward, the fact that he could have a big game like that, maybe they get less double-teamed, or, you know, so that –
Well, this game's about matchups. You know, we've talked about this numerous times, and you know, you can't dictate what a defense does. And so, you know, part of the process in the passing game is to, you know, try to create matchups in the game plan, and then you know, exploit those and throw to the uncovered or the open guy. And you know, in the case the other night, you know, Eric did a great job of getting open. You know, I think, you know, that's something you have to ask Peyton, but I think, you know, chemistry helps. You know, I think, you know, we saw a little bit of that a year ago, Peyton being new to us, being new to his teammates. And, you know, I think we didn't start really well, and I think that chemistry developed then. And, my impression is you know, it's developed this year. But I think that's something you got to ask him. I'm not good at those. All right.
Titans are 5-7.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. You know, they've had some tough losses.
No doubt.
And they were right there trying to get Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago. I mean, if they had Peyton Manning, do you think they'd be maybe 10-2?
Well, I'm glad they don't, because we got them. But let me tell you something. Peyton Manning's going to make whatever team he plays for better. And, you know, we're just real happy that he's here. As far as the Titans, you know, they are 5-7, but they're mathematically in the hunt. It is the fourth quarter. They're in the game. So, you know, this will be, you know, like a playoff game for them, the way they're approaching it. And I'm sure Mike and his team will be very ready. And, you know, it's going to be up to us to make sure we're ready.
Is Derek here? I mean, is he being treated here? Or
he's not in the hospital. You know, I can't speak if he's in the building this moment or not, but he's around, he's in Denver, and he's still being evaluated, but he is out of the hospital.
Is